Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that work continues on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, especially with Ramadan approaching. He also says the Israelis have promised to evacuate civilians from the southern Gaza city of Rafah before beginning any more wide-scale assaults.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me, they're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters in suburban Detroit are vowing to write uncommitted instead of selecting Biden's name because of what's happening in Gaza. The polls open in about a half hour. Today, congressional leaders will be at the White House to discuss funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown. In less than a month, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial involving Stormy Daniels begins. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asking the judge to impose a gag order to protect court staff. This is ABC News. The president of France leaving the door open to sending Western troops into Ukraine.
Il n'y a pas de consensus aujourd'hui pour envoyer
Emmanuel Macron speaking at a meeting of European leaders in Paris, refusing to rule out sending troops in and saying they will do everything needed to keep Russia from winning the war. The proposed merger of two grocery giants, Kroger and Albertsons, has hit a federal roadblock. The FTC has filed a lawsuit to stop the deal, arguing it would cut competition and lead to higher prices. And it may not be long before you might want to think about an early lunch or a late one if you want to hit one fast food joint.
Wendy's will soon test a plan to fluctuate its menu prices based on the time of day, the location, and demand, similar to the surge pricing used by ride-sharing companies raising fares during bad weather or rush hour.
Wendy's Baconator.
That Baconator sandwich could cost a dollar more during your lunch hour.
ABC's Andrea Fuji, it could start testing the idea as soon as next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The two people charged in connection with missing 3-year-old Elijah View were in Manitowoc County Court Monday. A March 7th preliminary hearing was requested for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer and 39-year-old Jesse Vang. Both have been charged with child neglect. It's been a week this morning since the toddler was last seen. Governor Tony Evers is expected to sign a bipartisan bill allowing police departments to charge for body cam footage requested by YouTubers. Anyone involved in an incident captured on body cams may still get access to it for free, and community residents may also get it free up to 10 times a year. And due to the early thaw and dry winter, most of Wisconsin is now at a high fire risk. The Department of Natural Resources has already responded to 50 fires this year, with 15 happening over the weekend. The DNR reminds you not to light burn piles or bonfires and keep grill and campfires under control.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some big changes on the way today. Sunshine early, then clouds with light snow later this afternoon. Our high 56 early today, falling into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. The wind's going to be strong, too, out of the northwest, gusting to 35. Tonight, light snow, blowing snow, 9 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, 23. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Thank you.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You forgot I Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Reba McEntire, Take It Back here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s this morning. We're going to see a wild swing in temperatures over the next 24 hours, even some snow, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. In our newsmaker segment, we have Michaela Dado from Rudderware talking about farm succession planning, and we'll have that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. Later this afternoon, it's wheels up from Rochester International Airport as we head to Houston, Texas for Commodity Classic. We'll be broadcasting from Commodity Classic Wednesday, Thursday, and even Friday. We'll have interviews during the WRDN Morning Farm Report from Commodity Classic and more. So be listening for those, and hope to see some of you there at Commodity Classic in Houston. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, we discuss risk management, milk price protection and insurance with Aaron Grancy, Ag Insurance Team Lead at Nicolet National Bank. From a recent PDP Dairy Signal, here are some of the highlights.
Dairy RP and livestock gross margin for dairy. They're two tools. Think of them as crop insurance for milk. You know, you buy them through crop insurance agents. They're federally subsidized by the government. And they're two really good tools for controlling price risk on the milk side. All right. And the first one we're going to cover here is Dairy RP. Now, both of these products, they're market-driven products. They're based on futures markets. Okay. So the price that you get in the mailbox at the end of the driveway, that has nothing to do with this. It's based off of futures prices. Dairy RP, it's pretty easy to sign up for this policy too. It's available almost every day, every business day, when the market closes. So since it's based on futures, as soon as that futures market closes for the day, new prices are released for that day. That normally happens around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And those prices are good until 9 a.m. the next morning. So if you do want to pull the trigger on a DRP policy, that 9 a.m. cutoff, that is a strict, hard deadline. The application needs to be signed by you and your agent. It needs to be back to in the agent's hands. He has to get it to the underwriter. They got to have the policy keyed, hit submit, it's all over and done by 9. You miss it by 1 minute, the jig is up. You got to wait till the next day. Now, there are a couple of different options for establishing coverage. We can use the class pricing option, which allows us to provide a class 3 guarantee to you, class 4 guarantee, a combination of class 3 or class 4, or we can use the component values in your milk to establish coverage. And when we do that, we're using butter futures, cheese futures, dry whey futures, and we're setting your coverage up that way. So it's very customizable. And you can insure a long ways out with DRP. I mean, you can get up to 5 quarters out with this coverage, you know, so you can really get out there quite a ways. Now, when we break this policy down, first thing we do, we come up with an expected milk price for you, whether that's a class 3 price or a class 4 or a component price. We come up with an expected milk price. You then choose a coverage level and you guarantee yourself a percentage of that price. Kind of like crop insurance. You know, you have a 100 bushel average yield and you go with, you know, 50% coverage. You're going to guarantee yourself 50% of that average yield. Same thing with this. All right. So we take that guaranteed price per hundredweight times the number of hundredweights you want to cover. That gives us a quarterly revenue guarantee. And you don't have to cover all your milk at one time. This isn't a dive in the pool type of a thing. You can dip your toe in and test it out, you know, cover a little bit of milk, you know, one day. And then maybe a couple weeks go by, you want to cover a little bit more milk in that same quarter. You can jump in, jump out. It's very, very flexible. Now, there are also different coverage options to pick from. The coverage levels range from 80 up to 95% coverage. Now, 95% coverage is the most common one that we write. You get into some of the higher milk price times a year where we're at, you know, $22, $23, $24 milk. Then you might see some people, you know, going with these a little bit lower levels to put a floor under those prices, but do it in a way where they can pick up some more subsidy, keep the premium down a little bit.
Comments from Aaron Grancy, Ag Insurance Team Lead at Nicolet National Bank, on risk management and milk price protection and insurance. And what's the bottom line?
Yeah, number one, try and hammer down your cost of production. Number two, you know, start watching it, you know, keep an eye on these prices and stuff. Get signed up for one of those automated, you know, texting services so you can see what's happening with it. Number three, you know, if you're going to do it, get your application in early. Generally, the night before is even better because you never know when, you know, somebody's computer is going to go into an update at 8:45 in the morning and now you can't get it in type of thing. I guess those would be my main points, you know, just really, really understand that cost of production. And when it's time to pull the trigger, get it in soon.
Again, that's Aaron Grancy, Agriculture Insurance Team Lead at Nicolet National Bank, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow on our Wellness Wednesday, we'll be joined by internationally known dairy veterinarian Dr. Mark Thomas from the recent Vermont Dairy Producers Meeting. That's coming up tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
The color.
skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. We have 37 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 4 to 1762, April up 6 to 1806, May milk up 5 this morning to 1830, and June milk steady at 1860. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 5.5 to 167, 40-pound blocks up 4 to 159, 7 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 185, 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 119 and three quarters, four trades. Dry weight down 2.5 to 49 and three quarters, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are expected to open lower today, even though they were able to, or they're open mixed today, rather, as they were able to hold their head above water, but the same could not be said for feeder cattle as they fell back significantly from the highs. Hog futures were mixed with the spread trade, putting in pressure on the nearby months. That could continue for today as well. Now, the January cold storage report showed total beef and inventory decreasing by 4.9 million pounds from December. Now, feeder cattle, though, did remain under pressure and is expected, though, that to be somewhat short-lived. We could see some of that profit taking later today. February live cattle opens today at 185.72, April 188.10, June 184.10. March feeder cattle open at 253.05, April 258.90, May 261.57. April hogs open at 86.27, May 90.75, June 99.85. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans are moving mostly higher after the strong bullish reversals in corn and wheat from yesterday, and that is helping to support most of the grain markets today as well. Now, world equity markets are mostly higher this morning, but the gains are small. And that is could end up having some effect on the markets. But so far, corn and beans moving mostly higher. Wheat relatively flat this morning. March corn up 1 to 408. May up 1.5 to 423. July up 1.75 to 435.5. New crop up 1.5 to 458.5. March beans up 12 to 1148. May up 11.75 to 1157. July up 11.5 to 1166.75. New crop up 9.5 to 11.39 1/4. March soybean meal this morning up 4.80 to 3.39.20. March soybean oil up 32 cents to 44.72. Chicago wheat March up 1 1/4 this morning to 5.78 1/2. May steady at 5.74 3/4. Minneapolis wheat higher again this morning. March up 6 3/4 to 6.55. May up 8 1/4 to 661. Energy markets this morning. April crude oil down 23 cents to 77.35. May down 25 cents to 76.84. March and April gas both up a cent. March at 231 and April at 256. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 340, March 343, April 348, new crop 402. Cash beans at 1046, March 1051, April 1055, new crop 1045. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 365, March 372, April 381 1/2, new crop 402. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and March corn 372, April 385, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and March corn 349, new crop 402. Cash and March beans 1056, new crop 1054. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 352, new crop 402. Cash beans 1051, new crop at 1045. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 384, April 394, May 396, new crop 407, cash beans 1089, April 1116, May 1118, new crop 1074. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 350, new crop 402, cash beans 1061, new crop 1054. At Equity Cattle Markets, beef fed cattle 158 to 183, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 164, market cows 82 to 118, bulls 105 to 139, calves 340 to 830, beef steers 135 to 315, Holstein steers 125 to 265. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 275 and down, bucks 255 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
2 seconds left on the clock, third field goal range, and it looks like he's going to go with a 5-iron. No, wait. The quarterback is skating back on the ice. He's talking with his caddy. They're pulling the goalie. He skates off the fairway as the kicker lines up his putt. It's a breakaway! They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Touchdown savings, birdie goal!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Baby likes to rock it like a buggy, buggy, choo-choo train.
Look out.
said the telephone number was 911. Got Brother Jimmy on the TV, Killer on the stereo. Said if you wanna get it, you got to let it go. She got the boogie, boogie, boogie spread all over the place. You gotta stack through the ceiling, gotta stick it in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Like a boogie woogie choo choo train. She got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. You gotta stack through the ceiling, gotta stick it in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
Strong enough to say no. We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving. Well, that's kinda right, 'cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her memory ruin the night. For the most part, I'm okay, but I still miss her. Other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall. I've come a long, long way, but I still miss her in a roundabout way. A roundabout the time that midnight rolls around.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And joining us this morning, Michaela Dado. She is with Reuter Ware, and we're going to talk about farm succession. You know, it's one of those topics I know people aren't wanting to talk about stuff like that, but it's something that we need to do. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Elsevia Co-op, Osteoplastics, and Compere Financial. And Michaela, thank you for joining us. Well, this is a topic that no one really likes to talk about. I know my girlfriend says, you got to have some type of succession plan for the radio station and all of that. And I'm like, yeah, whenever. But I shouldn't be doing that, and we shouldn't be doing that on the farm, right?
Right, absolutely. That's 100% correct. There's just too much at stake to leave it up to the, you know, the intestacy statute to decide how your business is going to transfer.
So what are some of the things that a farm family has to think about in succession planning? It's more than just who's going to be running the farm.
Oh, absolutely. Farm succession planning is very nuanced, because there's, you know, obviously with any family business, the added component of it being family, which makes it a very emotional decision. But with farming especially, so much of your finances are tied up in assets, hard assets like real estate that you don't want to have to sell, don't want to necessarily. They're very important to the farming operation itself. So it's very important that they transfer in a way that's going to help the farming operation continue to be viable in the future. And that's one of the big pieces to consider. But there's also, you know, we've got on-farm heirs, we've got off-farm heirs. How are we going to treat them fairly, maybe not equally? It's just a very nuanced and individual plan that eventually comes together.
And the hard part is, as you mentioned, those farm assets. Okay, you know what? You know, I've had this farm. It's been in our family for 100 years. That 40 acres or 180 acres of land that we got was, we didn't, you know, we paid $1,000 for it in the early 1900s, but now it's worth 100 million or whatever, you know, 10 million. Well, the IRS is like, oh, by the way, you have to now talk to us. And because of that tax deal, because of the capital gains potential, if you don't do this right, you lose everything.
Right. I mean, everything might be strong, but sure. There's the tax component is definitely very important. Like you said, getting that step up in basis can be huge. There's definitely different considerations with that. I mean, if the plan is for the farm to continue to be in operation, then, you know, that step up in basis, if that real estate's never, you know, we don't foresee it being sold, it's maybe less of a consideration. But there are tax issues to weigh when a plan is coming together.
And when we have this emotion involved in this, what's some good strategies that you talked about here at the Chippewa Valley Ag Conference to, yeah, we know there's emotion and that's normal, but okay, we have to also kind of try to take some of that out. So what are some strategies to be able to do that?
Sometimes I think it helps, you know, even in my own family and family farm situation, is to pretend that you're not dealing with your family, because a lot of times, you know, the people you treat the worst are your family members. Like if you were dealing with third parties, you'd be much more respectful. You'd be more, you know, toned down in your responses. So I think sometimes, you know, taking a step back, remembering that this is a business, these are your coworkers, and just treating everyone with, you know, the respect that you would generally give those people helps a ton.
Talking with Michaela Dado, she is with Reuter Ware about farm succession. One of those ways to take that emotion out of it is farmers shouldn't try and families shouldn't try to do this themselves. They should bring in a third party like yourself, because you're independent. You're not going to take Brian's side or Brian's sister's side, or you're just here as that third party here that this is what we do. That's probably the biggest thing that farmers and farm families need to think about, right?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely bringing in third parties, kind of putting a team together. So we like to, you know, bring in an attorney, bring in, you know, your tax accountant, your banker, and all of these people that have a good idea of what you have going on in your operation also probably have some ideas about your family dynamics and all of that, and can kind of be that neutral third party voice.
Because that's something, I mean, again, if you're coming in and helping your a family with a succession and all of that, you're only looking at those cold numbers and this is how it has to work.
Yep, for the most part. I mean, that's definitely where we start out, just gathering all the information. And, you know, as time goes on and we get more involved in the plan, we, you know, come to know your family a lot better than we do in the beginning. But that's definitely where we start.
Got to start somewhere, folks, and then you know what? It's better to start sooner than later, that's for sure. That is Michaela Dado with Reuter Ware. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
After record warmth yesterday, a major cold front will move through today to bring in colder temperatures and even some snow in our ag weather forecast. Now, sustained winds today will be in the 20 to 30 mile an hour range, gusting to 40 miles an hour. Winds will then come down later tonight and into tomorrow. Again, could see about an inch of snow and temperatures in the single digits tonight before things begin to warm up
for the rest of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today we'll have a slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s and then falling throughout the day. Southeast winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the west-northwest at 19 to 24 and gusting to 35 in the afternoon. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Mostly cloudy through the night. We'll have a chance of snow, an inch possible. Lows from 4 to 9 above, and relative humidities at 69 to 74%. Northwest winds at 21 to 26, gusting to 40. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 18 to 23. Northwest winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 35. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 45 to 50. Friday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 65 to 70.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay away from them and keep your feet together as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lines on the farm aren't something most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground, so if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.